Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
Thank God, because he is awesome. Amen. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and get into prayer, and we will start. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for this time, Lord God. I thank you because you alone are awesome. You're worthy to be praised, Lord God. I just give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord God. There is none like you, Lord God. I ask that you just move in this place, move in this time. Allow your will to be done, Lord God. Speak through me, Lord God, as well as speak to me as I'm up here, Lord God. We ask that you just touch the children, that they would have a blessed time as they're downstairs, Lord God. That you would just be with all of us. Give us ears to hear what you're saying and a mind and a desire to apply your word. We just thank you right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. I had just been praying about what God wanted me to speak about. And he reminded me as we went to this, we were talking about just walking in newness, going to another level in God. And he reminded me that a lot of times we get hesitant, we get scared, we get frustrated, and we begin to step back, or we'll just stay in the state we're in. But we've been talking about going to another level, getting closer to God. And Marquise has been talking about validation. And God just reminded me that we need to step forward in God. We need to continue just to trust in God and allow him to use us, allow him just to speak through us as well as speak to us. Because sometimes we'll be speaking to others, and little do we know that he's speaking to us. He will have us in a situation, and the situation we're in, we're ministering to others, but as we're ministering to others, a lot of times we're ministering to ourselves. A lot of times we're looking for an answer for God and we're looking to God for help. And he begins to speak to us what we need to hear in that situation. So as I was praying, God just kept saying, break the cycle. Break the cycle. Now is the time for us to break the cycle. We cannot allow ourselves to get lazy or comfortable, but we need to continue just to press forward in God and allow him to break the cycle that we have put in our head that we're just going to keep doing what we've been doing. Yeah, we try and advance, but then a lot of times we'll get frustrated, we'll get scared, and we'll step backwards. But we need to trust God and continue just to press forward in him. A lot of times we may get challenged to do different things and we're scared and we're unsure. At my job, they have this challenge going on, and what it is you have to take so many steps. What they're challenging, who can get to this level the most, or who's gonna take this many steps, because they want us to be fit. So they want us to be active and moving and counting our steps that we're taking, not sitting there saying, okay, 1, 3, 5, or whatever, counting the steps that we're taking, but to realize that, okay, as I'm active, I'm getting those steps. As I'm moving, I'm advancing in what I'm supposed to be doing. And that's how it is in the will of God. As we're active, as we're moving, as we're trusting in God, as we're speaking to people, even though it may seem like it's falling on deaf ears, even though we may sharing the love of God with our family members, and no, they haven't stepped in here yet. But us continuing to be active, us continuing to have that joy, us continuing to share the love of God, do you know that's planting seeds? That's us showing them that we serve a faithful God. We may not have riches, but we're rich in God. Some people go to sleep at night and they don't have that peace. They don't have that joy. And knowing that my resource doesn't rely on this job, but relies on my Father in heaven. Knowing that no matter what the situation may look like, I can trust in God. I can believe God to do big and impossible things. And we serve such a big God that he can do the unthinkable. You know, I use Jane for example, as a lot of times people may think that God doesn't care about that dog. But no, God cares. Why? Because Jane cares. And because she cares, he's going to do things for her. And And as much as she loves on her dog and she cares about him and she's speaking to others and saying, look what God did. And she's excited because she's excited. She knows the God she serves. And because she's getting excited, then that lets people know, okay, if God can do this for her in her situation and he could do this for this dog, then how much more can he do in a bigger situation? How much more can he do in our family situation? But because she's giving all glory to God, it's pointing people back to God. It's showing people that the God she serves is awesome, is faithful, is just. So with us breaking the cycle, God reminded me of a few things in the natural, and then I'll give you what God gave me in the spiritual. So in the natural, with us breaking the cycle, sometimes we have to write things down. And I mean write things down as, okay, God, by us writing things down, it's us showing us, okay, God, I acknowledge that I fell in this area. And God, I ask that you help me. Use gossiping, for example. You can write it down, say, okay, God, I've been struggling with this. And God, I ask that you would close my lips when I get around these people. Us writing things down. And then it's us remembering on a daily basis, okay, God, you know I'm going into work and you know that this crowd right here likes to gossip. God, help me to close my mouth. Help me not to speak negative about people. Help me to see that way of escape, because he said he will provide a way of escape. But we have to be looking for that help and not get sucked into that. So the next thing you have to do is you have to surround yourself with positive people. Surround yourself with people that are like-minded, that are ready just to make that change, to say, okay, we're not going to give in to that gossip. We're not going to give in to whatever negativity that's going on, but we're going to change that mindset. And maybe it's you starting out. Maybe you're the one that's going to make that change to say, okay, I'm not going to give in to that. I'm not going to do it anymore. Then the next thing is we have to ask God for us to be a light in that situation and how we can minister to others. So like I said, for example, if we're using gossiping, then we have to ask God, how can I show them that I'm not giving into that? Without it being like, oh, you guys are so bad, you're doing that, but how can I? I don't want to partake in that. You'd be like, you know what? Instead of speaking about them, I'm just going to pray for them. And you know what? I need to go and worship. And they're looking at you like, you need to go do what? I said, yes, I need more God. Why? I pray all the time. I want more Jesus. Why? Because we're having more of him, that's purging all that bad out of me. Someone showed me an analogy. He had this big vase. And what he did is he put a whole bunch of like little plastic balls in the vase. And as he put them in and filled it all the way to the top, that's us. And then when we ask God to come into our life and we ask God to move in our situation and move in everything that's going on with us, he began to pour water inside. And that's his living water. That's the word of God. And as we're getting more of God, we're praying, we're fasting, we're reading the word, and we're worshiping, we're communicating with brothers and sisters in Christ and maybe saying, hey, I'm dealing with this. That's showing that I'm human. And I have issues, I have faults, and this is what I'm dealing with, and can you please pray with me? And he's pouring water in, and as he's pouring water in, all those little plastic balls begin to come out. And that was us with all our mess. And he's filling us up with more of him. And with having more of him, that's taking out all that stress, all those generational curses, all the cycles that we allowed to continue just to repeat and repeat and repeat. God is beginning to pour out his spirit on us and he's beginning to make all of that come out. Why? Because we're asking for more of him. And with having more of him, that means less of me, less of my desires, less of my will, my wants. And that's me asking for more of him, more of God. And I do it on a daily basis. God, I want more of you. I want more of your ways. Because if I'm in my flesh, that means I'm thinking wrong things. That means I'm saying wrong stuff. When I get frustrated, that means I may say something that I'm not supposed to say.
We're just halfway through this sermon, But our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
But if I ask God for more of him, then he will begin to close my mouth. So when I get frustrated, I'm like, you know what? I just need to walk away. Let me just get away for a minute. And because, like I said, we're doing that step challenge, I was like, you know what? I need to go for a walk. Because I had some frustrating things happen this week, and I said, you know what? I need to just get away. And as I got away, and one of the ladies was like, hey, yeah, let's go for a walk on our break. I began to walk. And as we walked, we went outside, and there's fresh air, and I was just like, God, I thank you that I'm able to be out in the fresh air, able to be out and just be able to walk. Do you know how many people in different countries, they can't get out and just walk freely? They can't get out and just not even just have a care in the world, just be able to like, man, God is good. I'm alive and well, use of my limbs. I ate last night. We don't realize how blessed we are. But when you step back and you just begin to bask in his presence and you think about how good he is and you allow him to continue just to purge you of all that mess, it's a wonderful thing. A wonderful thing. First scripture I'm going to go to is we are going to go to Psalm 25. I'm reading out of the NIV version of the Bible. But Psalm chapter 25, verse 1, it says, in you, Lord, my God, I put my trust. How many of us have taken a step to say, God, in you, I put my trust? Not just in some things, but in everything. In my finances, in my marriage, in my relationships, in my family situations. God, I put my trust in you. If we get caught up and we're in our flesh and we decide, you know what? These bills are coming. I'm gonna do this job. I'm gonna do this. Why? Because I'm gonna make it happen. No. You're gonna keep trying to make it happen on your own. But once you take your eyes off of yourself and what I can do and you rely on God and you begin to trust God, not saying you get lazy, but saying, God, I trust in you. Because I trust in you, you're gonna meet every need. Because your word says that you will supply every need. So God, as I trust in you, I have peace. I have joy. The next one is Psalm 56, verse 3. Psalm 56, verse 3. It says, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. Some of us need to remember that. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. How many times do we get afraid of what's going to happen? You know, I used to be afraid of what's going to happen if I don't have this job anymore. What's going to happen? God, how are we going to make our bills? But when I put my trust in God, I know he's the source of my supply. I know he's who I can rely on, I can trust in, I can have hope in. We have to trust in God. We have to trust in God. So when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. And you know, God reminded me to start talking to my children about that because a lot of times they, oh, I'm scared. I had a bad thought and I'm scared. But I have to remind them, God is with us. There's nothing to be afraid of. God is with us. And when God is with us, we don't have to fear, amen? We can trust in God. That was Psalm 56 and 3, Jane, just in case you're wondering. The next one is John chapter 14, verse 1. John 14 and verse 1. It says, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. We have to believe in God. We have to believe. We have to believe. We get scared, we get afraid, and we forget how big and how good our God is. We forget that we can believe in God. His word says that if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, he will move. Do you have faith? Do you believe? We have to believe. We have to believe in God that he is able to do it. He is able to do it. We have to push ourselves forward and begin to trust in him. To really begin to trust in him. And allow him to break the cycles. Break all the cycles we have in our lives. We get scared, we get frustrated, and we don't know what to do. But when we begin to trust in God, he begins to do wonderful things. You know, I was just really praying and asking God what he wanted me to say. And he just kept reminding me. He kept just saying, he will break the cycles. He will break the cycles. God reminded me of before I got married, I had prayed and asked God for my mate. And as I prayed and I just cried out to God and I wrote down everything I wanted, I made sure that I said, God, I want a godly man that will never put his hands on me. Because I had saw my mom go through abusive relationships, and I said, I don't want that to happen. That stops. No longer will the women in my family go through abusive relationships. And I began to pray, and I said, God, we're breaking that cycle. That generational curse is not going to happen again. And as I began to pray and just worship God, I said, it's so. And when I met Marquise, I remember us trying to wrestle, and he was like, no, this don't feel right. We're not going to do this. And God let me know, okay, you heard me? With you. To where when we get mad, we never get mad to where we want to put our hands on each other. Break the cycle. And a lot of us, as we begin to pray this year, we said we want newness of God. We want to go to another level in God. We want to begin to trust God more. We want to begin to venture out and begin to pray more. Or we want to cease have step back. A lot of us have just stayed where we were. And maybe we took a step forward and we said, okay, I'm fasting, I'm praying, and we took a step forward, but something happened and we stepped back. Said he wants to break our relationship. So we're, and I'm going to be the first at the altar. Why? Because I have some cycles that I need broken too. Amen. Back a little step and say, okay, God, I'm ready just to give you everything. I'm ready to break cycle fear that has tried to set in. I'm ready just to worship in a whole new way. I'm ready just to let go and trust you a little bit more. And maybe you say, I don't even know what to pray. I don't even know how to pray or what to say. How can you say a story before? When I was in my room and I said, God, I give and boldness to be able to go after the enemy, my family from left. And God, I want to be able to pray boldly. As I be pray. Oh, he's given me boldness. So now when I pray, I very he is it. So I pray with boldness. Let me know that there's not going to stop what I got. Not praying with authority that he's given us. I'm praying with boldness, believing that whatever I ask God, that he will do. So we're going to pray today. And if Marquise will come, I know he's. Or if you'll hook your phone up and play something, we're going to worship for a little bit. Because I believe that breakthrough comes through worship also. And I know I'm not the only one that needs some stuff broken off. We've been trying to worship, we've been trying to praise, and it's like we only allow ourselves to go to a certain point, but we haven't really let go and really opened up to God and allow Him to break those things off of us. He set us free from some stuff, but we grabbed back and held on to it a little bit. Or we said, God, okay, I'm going to give it to you, but let me hold on to just a little bit of doubt. Why? Because us and our people, we don't believe it can happen. We don't believe God can really break the chains off of our family. So we give them our family, but then we're a little doubtful, a little fearful. But God wants to break that today. God wants to break that. And there's some of us in here that He wants to just encourage and stir them up, to give us that extra push to continue to keep running and walking and trusting and believing in Him. Amen. Amen. We're going to go ahead and get into prayer. So if you want prayer.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon. And we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.